Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Amy Hall. New South Wales has recorded 9 new COVID-19 infections. 7 are linked to the Avalon cluster on Sydney's northern beaches. A record 60,000 people were tested yesterday. Premier Gladys Berejiklian is urging residents to limit their movements over the next few days.
We appreciate that there are restrictions in place which allow people to have people into their households. But please make sure all of us reduce our mobility, apart from those close family gatherings.
Health experts are calling on authorities to cancel Sydney's New Year's Eve celebrations due to the Northern Beaches outbreak. Australian Medical Association President Omar Khorshid is urging New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian to consider calling off the New Year's Eve fireworks display. Queensland has recorded 100 days without a locally acquired COVID-19 infection. But authorities have detected 2 new cases in hotel quarantine. Health Minister Yvette Darth says a southeast Queensland resident recently returned from the northern beaches has tested positive after originally testing negative.
That gentleman has done everything right since coming back into Queensland. He has been isolating himself in quarantine at home, which has significantly reduced any risk of spreading this to other people.
The other new case has been linked to a yacht that arrived in Cairns from the Maldives. The Australian government has signed delivery and operation contracts with several companies to help with the country's COVID-19 vaccine program. DHL and Lynn Fox will be responsible for the distribution of tens of millions of vaccines across Australia. Accenture will supervise and keep records of vaccine doses per person, as well as monitoring for side effects. The vaccine will be free for all Australian citizens, permanent residents, and most visa holders. Victoria has recorded its 55th straight day without a locally acquired COVID-19 case. But there are 10 active infections in hotel quarantine. I'm Amy Hall. This is SBS News in easy English.